This week, we're hearing various perspectives on how to address the crisis of investor confidence in the United States. Joining us today is Richard Grasso, who is the chairman and chief executive of the New York Stock Exchange. Welcome to the program, Mr. Grasso.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
First, I assume you agree that there is a crisis today on Wall Street, and if so, how do you solve it?
Well, I believe there is a crisis of confidence, and it reflects some of the failures that we've seen, such as Enron and WorldCom and Adelphia and a number of others. And I believe it's a challenge that both we in the financial community and certainly in the broader corporate community need to address, and we need to do so by supporting initiatives coming from the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as those that are being suggested in the Congress.
For example, what's a reform that you think actually might make investors feel more confident?
Well, I believe if you read the recently issued report of the New York Stock Exchange's Special Committee on Corporate Accountability and the Listing Standards, where we unfold the most sweeping changes in governance in the history of the New York Stock Exchange, you'll find such initiatives, such as the requirement that each of our listed companies have a board of directors comprised in the majority of independent members, independent from management and independent from conflict of interest. We go on further to say that those boards must have nominating, compensation, and audit committees comprised entirely of independents. So I think you will see a greater oversight exercised so as to prevent perfect storms of failure, such as Enron or WorldCom, which have unfortunately cost investors billions of dollars.
How do you address the concern expressed by many that with corporate officers compensated heavily through stock options, they have an interest in short-term increases in the value of their stock, and that if the numbers can be juggled in such a way to show that next year looks really good, if they're going to exercise their stock options next year, they'll do it. Do you see that as a problem? And if so, how do you solve it?
Well, I think it clearly is a problem if, in fact, people are managing earnings so as to create spikes in the prices of their securities designed to create option exercise periods. But I think what you're going to see is a change in the way equity incentives are structured to the betterment of both management and to the broad base of investors. And I think specifically, you'll begin to see longer holding periods, staggered exercise periods, and a continuance of ownership requirement beyond the period of any option or beyond the period perhaps even of one's employment. So I think as you align the long-term interests of shareholders with the long-term interests of management and creation or accreting value to the publicly traded company, you will right the ship.
The litany of companies that you recited earlier and that now is routinely recited, beginning with Enron but going through Tyco and Adelphia and most recently WorldCom, gets longer and longer all the time.
It does, Robert, but please bear in mind there are more than 10,000 publicly traded corporations in America today, and the handful of names that we've talked about have cast the dark cloud over the thousands of companies, the tens of thousands of executives who do it right each and every day to benefit
but
their owners and their certainly their customers.
But the move toward managing earnings and trying to get the accounting in the most favorable light is by many accounts pervasive. I don't think people have said that Xerox was a bunch of crooks, but they certainly did. They did their accounting funny, and when they reviewed it, it turned out to be vastly overstated, the situation. Could that be the case in another 100 more companies on the big board?
Well, I'm not going to speculate as to how many companies will find on reflection that their accounting, albeit approved by their independent auditors, was too aggressive, or some would label it creative. I'm simply going to tell you, Robert, that if the number is one more, it's one too many.
Mr. Grasso, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Richard Grasso, who is the chairman and chief executive officer of the New York Stock Exchange, spoke to us from Wall Street.